This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That, we will call the vote. Commissioner Clyburn.
I dissent.
Commissioner O'Reilly.
Aye.
Commissioner Carr.
Aye.
Commissioner Rosenworcel.
I dissent.
The chair votes aye. The item is adopted.
Wow, net neutrality. Guess what happened? It's a big deal, and it happened today. 3-2 was the vote, and there is a lot of people who are upset over this, and for good reason. Do you even understand what net neutrality is? There's a lot of confusion over it. We're going to explain. So net neutrality rules are dead. Does it mean your internet bills are going to go up? What will the big providers do? Joining us right at the top, former Congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm good. I think this is coal in the stockings for Christmas.
I just don't want my bloody bill to go up. Listen,
oh, it's going to go up.
Oh, it's brutal because think about it. Netflix, you watch things on YouTube, you know, you watch, you know, TED Talks, you watch educational things, you watch movies, whatever it is. And think of Amazon, think of Google. They didn't want to see this happen. They're supposedly going to fight it in court. But the bottom line is right now there's not much they can do.
All right. You know, Kate, everybody uses the internet mostly.
Yep.
Everybody uses platforms one way or the other. If you go to your ATM machine, whatever you're doing, you're using a platform. And basically, and people are confused on this, but under the rules, internet, the current rules, internet service providers are required, it's law, it was, to treat all online content the same. That's the bottom line. They can't on purpose speed up or slow down traffic from your website or one I'm using or apps or control it to their advantage over anybody that's their rival. So that's the bottom line of this thing. Now, I've got friends who say, oh, free enterprise. No, no. This one's
no.
Going to cost everybody one way or the other, and it's not going to be fair. That's the other thing. Certain people will be sped up and certain will be slowed down. This is
great.
I think it's horrible.
Yeah, I think it's horrible too. And because it was so confusing at first, and it was something that, you know, you think of FCC and what do we know and what are they voting on, unless it's something super huge, nobody's paying attention, and we know that. And so,
you know, and if I could add one twist to the news tonight.
Sure.
If I can put on my former member of Congress hat.
Yeah.
If we would get from one district, and most members are like this, if they're sheltered, they're even worse. If we would get, say, 200, 300, or 400 handwritten letters on something, we would say, uh-oh, you know, this is, our ears would perk up. If the users of the internet just start barraging the congressional offices, the staffers will run in after the first of the year, and they'll say, you know, Mr. Member, you better see this. So I'm just, use the power of the internet. If you can handwrite a letter, that counts five times.
I love it. Get, you know what? Send a postcard. Come on, do
sure.
it. Easy.
Sure.
Easy. Okay, I'm on a campaign to do that. Save the internet.
I'm telling you, Kate, it works.
I agree. Yeah, it works. It works. So people will pay attention. So that was great intel. Absolutely. Speaking of intel, what do your sources say about this whole tax thing? My gosh. I this is another thing that's confusing. Are we getting $2,000 in our stockings to pay for the net neutrality thing that just happened? I don't get it.
It's going to vanish. Everything we pick up is going to be from the left arm to the right arm. They're going to take it. You and I talked about this, I know, in the past here on your show. They have to move on this, like, now, because now John McCain is ill and he's getting treatments. Thad Cochran of Mississippi has some health problems. Marco Rubio is playing with the whole system now. He, you know, is going to be a no, quote. Susan Collins had some issues. They have delayed the trip to Egypt and Israel for the Vice President Pence because they want to know that he's going to be 15 minutes from the Capitol at any point in time. It's a tiebreaker right now. One person, something happens to one more person, that bill's in trouble. And if that bill goes down, the Republicans have done zero for this year, and they're in deep trouble. So they must have this. They have to.
They have to have it. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, gosh, there's so much going on, too. You know, it's crazy. How about, and you know this, the hashtag me too. Now the Democrats on the House oversight were calling for an investigation of the sexual misconduct allegations against the president. But I don't think that's going to go anywhere. What do you think?
No, it's not. And it's also a different story right now. Bill, because I know I was there during the impeachment, Bill Clinton was compelled to testify, which, by the way, Kate, at that time, I didn't feel he should be. If you look at the law, he shouldn't have had to have testified in the Paula Jones case. Sitting presidents don't have to testify unless there's a certain felony issue, okay, or a charge. So he shouldn't have had to, but the court, Supreme Court said you've got to testify. That's where he then purged himself. Had Bill Clinton simply lied, there could have been, frankly, no impeachment for him telling a lie, but under oath became the perjury issue. So they kind of compared this to Bill Clinton. Well, he lied and they impeached him. Well, at this point in time, unless Donald Trump goes under oath for some reason in a court case and then purges himself and it's proven with evidence, then he fits into the maybe impeachment category. But they're comparing apples and oranges. They want an investigation. And so there wasn't an investigation of Bill Clinton of a sexual nature. There was an investigation through the impeachment of did he purge himself?
Wow.
So I think that's where the issues are a little bit different.
Absolutely. What was your take on the Doug Jones victory in Alabama?
A couple of things. Takeaway I have is that this is not a bellwether. It is Alabama, after all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they barely beat a guy that was like the candidate from Nightmare Town, and they barely beat him. But the Democratic Party needs to have a big hand. It's still hard to beat somebody in a red state like that, and they did it, and they've got the candidate. The biggest deal is that he now takes one vote away from the Republicans. However, I will say this. He's like Senator Joe Manchin in West Virginia. You know, Senator Manchin casts a certain amount of votes with the Republicans by his culture, his nature, and his state, his red state. And Jones, if he wants to survive, Republicans are going to get a couple of votes out of him. But hey, overall, the Democrats won one. I don't think it's the total bellwether everybody on their side thinks it is, but it's a win for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, last thing, what's going on with Iran and the whole nuclear deal? You know, when the president decertified the Iran nuclear deal, boom, it's kind of like it pushed it off the table, so nothing.
I am so happy you asked this. Nobody paid attention to this unbelievable issue. Trump called it the worst deal. Senator Cotton of Arkansas, a Republican, said, well, we're going to stop this. We have to stop it. He wrote a letter to the Iranians. We all remember this. So the president says, they're not meeting the criteria. I'm going to decertify them. Then under the Obama regulation he created, the Congress has 60 days to put the sanctions back on them. And what do you hear? Crickets. Silence. They did nothing. And nobody called them on the carpet for it. The media didn't say, what are you going to do in the next month after 1 month passed? It just came and it went. All the chest thumping and everything. They didn't do anything. Nothing.
Crazy. Crazy. Bob Nay, good stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up, I'm going to tell you how you could win a trip to Italy, Ireland, England, or perhaps New York. Stay with us. That's next on America Tonight.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system. system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our Allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Besides, after 70 years, that's what he goes there for. It's to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleep.
Wouldn't you like to be on a plane right now, going to Italy, Ireland, New York, or some other exotic place, London? So check it out. Fans of America tonight, DK, the award-winning publisher of DK Eyewitness Travel Guides, teaming up with Delta Vacations, the official vacation provider of Delta Airlines, to give people the chance to win travel packages this holiday season with a gift bull sweepstakes. DK Travel and Delta Vacations will give away a trip to New York, Ireland, London, and Italy. Grand prize winners, check this out, get a package for two that covers airfare, hotel, a $100 gift card, Delta Vacation sunglasses, a DK Eyewitness Travel Guide for the destination they'll be visiting. Sounds so good. Each day this week, you can win a copy of the Eyewitness Travel Guide New York City, Eyewitness Travel Guide Ireland, Eyewitness Travel Guide London, Eyewitness Travel Guide Italy. Oh, this makes me so want to go. As well as Delta Vacations sunglasses. Enter for your chance to win the grand prize to one of these fabulous locations from Delta Vacations at www.travelwithdk.com. No purchase necessary. I love this. I love this whole thing. I'm so excited to be part of this. Open to U.S. residents from the 48. It excludes Alaska and Hawaii. You have to be 21 or older, and you have to enter by 11:59 p.m. on December 29th, thanks to Delta Vacations. Full terms at www.travelwithdk.com. So hustle it up. That's exciting stuff, I think. Very, very exciting. And you could be a winner. So we've got that happening, and we're going to dive into a little bit of odds and ends. And another reminder to all of you that We do have Nail the Score coming up, and Nail the Score is up at the tail end of the hour. So in our last segment, we will pick the game of the week. You simply call in, tell me who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be, and who knows, maybe you're going to get it right. And then you would be a winner, winner, chicken dinner if that's the case, right? Definitely. So what a week it's been. What a Thursday into Friday it's been. And it's a big week because the new Star Wars is out. There's so many people getting tickets. I don't even know, depending on where you live, if you can find a seat at your local theater because so many people really jumped on this and bought it ahead of time. Then there was the big sale of the Disney and Fox. So in other words, Disney gobbles up Fox. And what does that mean? You know, it means that $52.4 billion was exchanged, and now the Disney Fox prediction becomes a reality because Disney said it was buying a huge chunk of 21st Century Fox, which owns 20th Century Fox. And The Simpsons would be part of that whole package. So how crazy is that? What a that's a huge, huge deal. In fact, it was one of the episodes of The Simpsons almost 20 years ago. There was an episode called, isn't it funny, the cartoon predicting the future. There was an episode called When You Dish Upon a Star, and it aired in 1998, and it depicted a sign on the front of a building that read 20th Century Fox, a division of Walt Disney Company. Wow. Isn't that crazy? And the episode focused on a whole bunch of other things, but that was part of it, and there you go. So that prediction came true. There's been a lot of reaction to that since the melding of Disney buying that piece of Fox. I mean, you know, the reaction is that, you know, wow, is this, what does this mean? And what does this mean to the programming? What it means is that it's a huge network. Disney has a lot of power. The Mouse House has a lot of power. And they bought another property that's going to be even more lucrative, I'm certain, for them, right? And that's what's happening. That's the landscape of broadcasting and television, et cetera. That's just pretty much the same thing that we have seen happen in a couple of different areas. So I don't think it's shocking. It's just it is a whole lot of money, but they'll make a whole lot of money with this for sure. Okay, a couple of super important things, like the first-degree murder charge for the man accused of ramming the Charlottesville protesters. Sad story, you remember it. A woman was killed and 36 other people were injured. It was shocking when his Dodge Challenger smashed into a crowd, just barreled into them. And it was a Unite the Right rally where people were demonstrating. And, you know, it's awful. So they showed, prosecutors showed surveillance video from a Charlottesville restaurant, one from a Virginia State Police helicopter monitoring what was happening, and the footage shows the challenger stopping about a block and a half away from protesters, reversing, then driving into the crowd and speeding away in reverse. And, you know, I mean, obviously it was sick. You could see people flying. It was shocking. And it's a miracle that only one person was killed because of what happened and how many people were rammed. So now there's a different charge. And because this will go before a grand jury coming up next week. And I think this is good. I think the charge should change. And I mean, now the charge is first-degree murder. Initially, the charge was second-degree murder and other offenses, but a Charlottesville district court judge announced the upgraded charge at a court hearing, and I think that's good because I think that's justice. There is a difference with the degrees of what somebody is charged with in what they could serve ultimately in their punishment if a jury finds them guilty. Because I know we have a lot of star freaks listening to the show because, hey, you sent me emails. And actually, I think it's pretty cool. I've talked about being at the McDonald Observatory and what that was like for me with my nephew and husband and my aunt went. And this was a few years ago. And I was just blown away by what I saw in those telescopes. So here's what we've learned. For the first time, eight planets have been found orbiting a distant star, Kepler-90, 2,545 light years from Earth, in what they call the Draco constellation. NASA made that big announcement. It's a big deal. It's the first star known to support as many planets as are orbiting our own sun, and researchers believe that this is the first of many to come. Researchers have known that seven planets were orbiting the star, but Google Artificial Intelligence, which enables computers to what they call learn, looked at the data observed by NASA's planet-hunting Kepler telescope and uncovered the eighth planet. Very cool. I just know that when I see the pictures, I just, I'm just blown away by it and blown away by what I've learned. And I, that started for me, I think, when we went to the McDonald Observatory because I couldn't, I was trying to process what I was seeing and I couldn't believe how clear it was. And, you know, that whole idea of there's something there, there that really kind of resonates with you when you see something like that. So I saw it and I was like, yeah, there's something there, there. And boy, I'll tell you what, my heart really goes out to all these firefighters. There's like 9,000 firefighters that are trying to douse that California wildfire. It's so bad, the Thomas fire. So far, almost 250,000 acres have been ripped up, have been shredded, and 1,100 structures have been destroyed. There have been power outages all over the place, 85,000 customers without electricity. How many people have been evacuated? According to Cal Fire, they're saying 95,000 people have been evacuated. Boy, California is just getting slammed. First in the north, what happened in like the Napa area, and then what's happened now in Southern California. And those Santa Ana winds are so deadly. I mean, just deadly. And when that wind whips up the flames, the way it jumps, the way it spreads, and no matter how many guys you have or women you have on the line, it's just an impossibility to completely kick it out. So they're still trying to contain as much as possible so that everybody can move on. And you see smoke, like Southern California is just a big smoke ball. It's insane. Somebody sent me a picture today. It's crazy. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we examine what else is happening out of Washington here on America Tonight.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Everybody, America Tonight, coming up at the tail end of this hour, we've got Nail the Score for you. Yep, you could win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight, plus bragging rights because you nailed the score and it's so hard to do. You know, horseshoes, baby, close counts. I played my share of horseshoes when I was a kid. Andy, did you ever play horseshoes?
That I did.
Did you play with the, you know, there's two different, there's the kind of the hard rubber, you know what I'm talking about? Did you play with those kind?
No, I like the iron ones.
Ooh, iron ones. You know, when I was a kid, we would go to the Jersey Shore, for all you people who know, not the Jersey Shore of the people on the reality show. My Jersey Shore is different. But they had sand in our backyard, and so we had the two stakes. They were there constantly, and we would just constantly be playing horseshoes when we went by to go in the water or whatever. And you know, because whether they're the hard plastic or the iron, close counts. It's about points. So for Nail the Score, it's not close. You have to nail it exactly. You don't have to know anything about sports. You don't have to know anything about football. You're just taking a guess. You're picking a team. You're taking a guess. It's that simple. In the meantime, my associate producer, Mahalo, is very excited because we have launched KatesKibble.com. Can you hear him in the background? He's somewhere. He was roaming around barking. Mahalo. Mahalo, come on. Mahalo, stop. I got to talk. Stop, Mahalo. All right, so here's the deal with Mahalo. Everybody's heard me talk about him. Everybody asks about him. Mahalo, what does Mahalo mean? Mahalo is a Hawaiian word. It means thank you. He is an 8-year-old golden retriever, and he is my buddy. After hearing all the horror stories about the pet food industry, and of course, we know I would be talking about them on the air for the last 4 or 5 years, I did a bunch of research because this dog is my responsibility, this Mahalo. So I did a bunch of research to find the best food for my dog, and I settled on Life's Abundance from kateskibble.com. And why is this good? And why did I do this? Because it's grain-free, it has pre- and probiotics built into the formula, and provides omega-3s. No corn, made in small batches with all the protein, vitamins, and minerals that Mahalo needs to be healthy, because that's, you know, I think golden retrievers too, and happy. So his coat is very, very shiny, and they deliver the food to my door, and the food is awesome. He can't get enough of it. I just got a delivery today. So you can find it too. Just go to kateskibble.com. Take what you want and leave the rest. You know, really, take it all. I mean, the food is good. So that's what I mean, in other words. Check out the food. It's excellent. Because I did this on my own. I really did the research. I talked to my friend Mary Lou. I talked to some other people because she knew everything dog-related. So that's the scoop. So check out kateskibble.com. All right, I said we were going to dive back into D.C., if there is such a thing, right? And it's been a very strange week. You know, you start off with the Roy Moore stuff and the reaction to Doug Jones. And I got to say, you know, for all the pounding that President Trump takes, he handled this correctly. He congratulated him. Boom, that's it. You move on. And Steve Bannon really is taking the rap for this because he was the one who was pushing there. And there certainly is, you know, there's like a lesson to be learned in this, I guess. Never assume what you think is going to happen is going to happen, because it might not. That we live in a different world when it comes to political opinion, and we couldn't be more polarized. You know, I think it's the us's and the them's, it's me and you. It's, you know, it's funny how politics and what emanates out of Washington is very much like how we feel about sports teams, if you're a sports fan, right? I mean, it is. We're picking sides. Let's put it that way. So let me tell you about this. What we've seen now happen is, with the holiday season continuing, you know, what we've seen happen is a massive amount of travel, and some of it is out of D.C. So it's because they want to flee the political jobs that they have. It's time to go away. I got to get away. I've got to get out of D.C. I mean, seriously, I've never seen so many lawyers in my life in one place, and there is a lot of travel that comes out of D.C. I think anyway. But the tax bill, probably trying to get away from this tax bill stuff. So Marco Rubio said on Thursday he's going to vote against the Republican sweeping tax package unless they expand the child tax credit. So, I mean, this margin is so thin. They're trying to muscle through this $1.5 trillion bill in Congress next week. And if not, hey, it's time for, you know, the holidays and getting on all those planes and leaving D.C. So while Rubio may bail on that, you got Senator Lindsey Graham, who says there's a 70% chance that Trump will attack if North Korea decides to test the missile stuff again. And he says the odds are ripe for that to happen. He said that to The Atlantic. He said, I would say there's a 3 in 10 chance we use the military option. If the North Koreans conduct an additional test of a nuclear bomb, I would say 70%. We're not to the tipping point yet, but if they test another weapon, then all bets are off. He says he talks to Trump all the time about it. Lindsey Graham says, look, I talk to him all the time about it. This is what's going to happen. If nothing changes and we've got to use the military option, we will. We'll do it. You know, the Chinese could strangle the North Korean option because they would just stop the oil shipments. And Lindsey Graham talks about that all the time. If the economy comes toppling down North Korea, what choices do they have? So I don't know. I mean, are we really going to see a military action here with North Korea? Perhaps. I mean, it's pretty wild that Lindsey Graham is calling it. He's saying, I know, I talked to him, this is what's going to happen. I mean, 70% is a giant, chunky number. I'm going to believe him. And for most of you listening, how many of you would say, yeah? I mean, how much sand do you get kicked in your face before you say, okay, Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, keeps talking about diplomacy, and he's right. Of course, a diplomatic answer is what we would want. But what do you do if push comes to shove and there is no diplomacy, and then there's a nuclear test again? How many times do you say, okay, we're going to talk about this again? We're going to say, if this happens again, we're not going to stand. I mean, how many times do you keep doing that? And the answer is you cannot keep doing that. So eventually you can, but eventually you got to call his bluff. And it is scary to think of Kim Jong-un and the reach he may or may not have. There is some kind of uncertainty. I'd love to hear more clarity on it, and I've tried to get more clarity on it. I have some good sources at the Pentagon, and there's only so many roads they're going to take me down. They're not taking me into the bunker with them and showing me everything. So I think this is interesting that Lindsey Graham is very vocal about it and talking about it a lot. I think the idea is to let Kim Jong-un know, we know you monitor us, so by the way, if you're listening to what we're saying, we are really for real. We're not going to mess with this, like it or not, period. So you better pay attention to what we're saying, because you don't want to be attacked, right? Mm. And then, of course, the other big, huge story is net neutrality. What does it mean? The FCC voted down net neutrality rules. So that whole net neutrality rules guaranteed equal access to the internet. What does it mean with a 3-2 vote? It means big changes on how we use the internet. So they got rid of rules that barred companies like AT&T and Verizon from playing favorites with internet apps and sites. The broadband industry promises that the internet experience isn't going to change, right? But there's a lot of protests going on because how much more are they going to gouge us, charge us, whatever? When somebody tells me something's not going to change, oh, don't worry, it's going to be the same, I swear. You know, it's like, how many of you can relate to this? I just want you to picture this. Ever been in a job where somebody new comes in to run the whole company, or your company gets bought out? And then what's the first thing they say? Oh, don't worry. You're doing a tremendous job here. Everybody is. All the departments is fantastic. It's really good. And everybody's job is safe. We just want you to know everybody's safe. And a little time goes by. A month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. All of a sudden, people start getting whacked. People start getting whacked all over the place. In fact, recently, since I have someone in my family who worked there, Home Shopping Network and QVC meld together, and there's so much confusion as to who's safe and who's not, because now there are some departments you might be duplicating, but when everyone comes in at first, they tell everybody, you're safe, it's safe. So when they say that about net neutrality, that does not add comfort. So who in the end is going to pay? Well, of course, if Netflix or Amazon or Google or YouTube have to pay more, you're going to have to pay more. That's just the way it is. Maybe we all need to get second jobs just to pay for our internet. All right, coming up, we're doing that football thing. Nail the score. You can play, too. All you have to do is dial the digits, 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it is time for Nail the Score. No excuses. Jam on the digits. Sharon, where are you? She's like the biggest Nail the Score player besides Pete. Used to be Dan in Texas. He has disappeared. He's off the map. He's just gone, I don't know, AWOL. 855-266-5283. I'm going to say it one more time. Rule of threes. 855-266-5283. So, what is the game of the week this week? Well, this, you know, we're getting down to a handful of games, not even. You know, it's wrapping up. Let's put it that way. It's wrapping up. So in wrapping up, there are some intriguing games. Like, you know, will the Browns actually win a game? Come on. Are the Browns going to win a game? That's what I want to know. And what would the score be anyway if they do win? But I think the game of the week has to be the Packers and the Panthers. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers returned from a broken right collarbone. Is it worth it? I think he feels like he's ready. So he was itching to come back, and now he's coming back. So you've got the storyline of Aaron Rodgers back, and what can he do to help the Packers? And Cam Newton, who's revitalized the Panthers when they weren't looking too good in a couple of games in the beginning of the season. And this is a big battle. Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina. So, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, Packers or Panthers. And what will the score be? Who wins it? And what is the final score? So easy. It's not easy, actually. But if you do win, I will make a big, I'll make a big bloody deal out of it. If anybody calls and they win, you're going to feel, you know what? You're going to feel like you're the king of the neighborhood and beyond. Or the queen. I mean, I'm just going to do it. And I'm going to tell you what. If anybody wins, forget it. I mean, yeah, sure, for some prizes and all that. But when you call in, I'm going to knight you. A special knighthood for whoever nails the score. So that means for an entire year, when you call in, I have to call you sir. And if you're a female, dom. Maybe I'm watching too much British television. I don't know. I just saw some of The Crown, the Queen Elizabeth story as it continues. You know, I like that history stuff, right? Winston Churchill and all that. So here we go. Let's dive into this. Pete is out of the bunker, and he is ready to nail the score. Hi, Pete.
Will you knight me as the swag master?
If you win, I'm not kidding you. I will call you for an entire year the swag master. I will. The spread is minuscule. The Panthers are favored by less than a touchdown.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Let's go with 28-24. Panthers.
Yeah, Panthers. All right, 28-24. I like that score, 28-24. All right, Swagmaster, we'll see if you're a winner. Let's move on to Sharon, who is listening to us in a very cold Maine. Hi, Sharon, how are you?
Hi there.
This is
Hello?
Big for you. Yeah, we're here. This is big for you. Packers or Panthers, and what's the score?
Oh, my. Panthers pulled out a win last time. I think they're going to do it again this time. I'm going to say 31-27.
Woo, 31-27. I like it. Now, if you win, you get knighted on the show.
Bum-ba-da-da,
big ceremony, everything. You know, you get like cool. You get called a Dom Sharon from Maine.
And
yeah, I think it's exciting to have a title. It'd be very cool. So congratulations to you, Sharon, for taking a chance. As always, thank you. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Dan the Man in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Sir Dan. Can you imagine when I have to call you Sir Dan?
Sir Daniel, darling.
Sir Daniel.
Okay. 34-27, Packers.
Ooh. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is back.
He's amped up. That's my team.
Yeah. And so, you know, who knows? He could have a really good performance. I think it's going to be a good game, Sir Daniel.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Don't be a stranger. We need your jokes. All right, so again, you only have until the top of the hour, by the way. You can also email me. A lot of people email. You know, we get five or six, it seems like, is the average. So americatonight.net, click on contact, Packers or Panthers, what's the score going to be, who wins? 855-266-5283. Those are the digits to jam on. Bum-ba-da-da. I'm in a good mood. Let's go to Russell in Kentucky. Hi, Russell in Kentucky.
Hey, Kate. I think Aaron's going to have a big game when he comes back. So 24-21 Packers.
Ooh, 24-21 Packers. I'll have to call you Sir Russell from Kentucky if you win.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you. Yeah, bottom line is, it's interesting to me. I mean, the storyline, the interesting part of that isn't so much the Cam Newton side, except for that the Panthers have been winning. And he talked about actually not scrambling as much when he saw what happened to Carson Wentz, the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, who, with the torn ACL, now leaves them in a precarious situation with Nick Foles having to step in at quarterback. And their season was, they were on fire. So what does that mean now for them? But in looking at Aaron Rodgers coming back, he wanted to come back sooner. I mean, he wanted to come back 2 weeks ago, and they didn't want him to come back because they weren't going to take any chances on this. So I mentioned that the Panthers were less than a touchdown, and it is. It's like that line moves a little bit. It's 2.5 points. That's it. And, you know, this is in Charlotte. You look at the Cam Newton stats. So for me, it's like I really, part of me wants to say the Packers. I mean, the Packers are on the verge of falling out of the playoffs, and we see what Aaron Rodgers can do. You know, I'm going to say he's back after 7 weeks. He's just such the warrior dude. I'm going to say the Packers, too. I think the Packers win it. And I think the final score is going to be 28-20. I think the Packers win it 28-20. I love this game. It really is one of the games of the week, and it's the early game on Sunday, so 1 o'clock East Coast time. I love that time. I used to like when I lived in California. It was great because you have the time difference, and it'd be like brunch with football. You get up, and then by the time football wrapped up, you still had a big chunk of the day left. So needless to say, I mean, here we are kicking off another week in the NFL with the Broncos, by the way, on Thursday night, beating the Colts 25-13. See, scores, you can never tell what's going to happen. Brock Osweiler, 194 yards passing, but he got hurt, so... And the Colts lost their fifth game of the season after leading by double digits. And I was looking up some statistics on this, and the king of statistics is the Elias Sports Bureau, and they say that for losses in the NFL since 1998, the Colts blew five double digits. It's the worst. It's the most. So that's not a great stat to own, where they actually have the edge and then they blow it and give it back. But the Broncos scored 15 points in the third quarter and put up another three in the fourth. So that put them in the winners category, and they needed it because it's only their fifth win of the season. It's the 11th loss for the Indianapolis Colts. They need some luck. They need their Andrew Luck back. Thanks to all of you who played Nail the Score. Good luck, everybody, and thanks to all of you for listening to the show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.